November 14th, 2015, RLRD.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we'll start with approval of the minutes from October 31. Does anybody have any requests for revision or change? I'm so discombobulated. Any requests for changes at all? No?
Will we approve the minutes as distributed?
Pardon me?
I'd like to make a change.
Okay.
And Treasurer's report, accept the resolution to override the tax cap of 5%, just eliminate of 5%, just to override the tax cap.
Period. Okay. Anything else? All right. Can I have a motion to approve them as amended?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So we'll move to announcements.
It's a good place to talk about the change meeting.
We have a change. If you go under upcoming meetings,
The
ad hoc committee to sell the lakefront.
Okay.
Rick can't make it on Tuesday, so we've changed it to Wednesday, December 16th at 7, and then Daryl can make it also.
So Wednesday,
December 16th at 7.
At 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be on the website too.
Okay. And we also have a Rules Committee meeting coming up on the 18th, at
correct,
which we're going to discuss the gate fees, mm-hmm, the gate, proposed solutions. I understand Senator Young is going to be sending a representative. I have sent out invitations to all of the fishermen that we had their contact information. I see some of them are here. So that's going to happen on Wednesday at 6:30. And then we have a Finance Committee meeting on December 10 at 7 p.m. And then following today's meeting, we're going to have another meeting with the Hutton's Bay folk to try to see if we can bring that finally to a resolution.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Your meeting for the fishermen and what have you, would you invite Carl Graves, please, from the county?
Sure.
I have his phone number. Do you want me to?
I have his phone number. I have his email. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
But did you want to call him? Is that what you were saying?
Well, I can give you his phone number.
I got all that stuff. I'll do that. Okay, so then we're going to go on to reports. If there are no other announcements, if we could start with the treasurer's report.
Any questions on the schedules I provided for you people? So all set with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about we'll just go to the dam, Bob?
Yes. This is going to be a good news, bad news report. I will start with the bad news. There's a little bit as we go, but when we sustained damage to the floor of the spillway when we were drawn down the lake, and we had a relatively easy drawdown. There's about, so nobody panics. It is does not affect the spill gates. It does not affect us being able to bring the lake up or holding the water. It is about 150 feet back from those going down the spillway behind the dam. When we were letting the water out, it caught on a piece of concrete. Maybe something going through there, we don't know.
and lifted. We haven't been down in there yet because there's still water running through there, but it looks to be about a 25-foot square slab of concrete out of there, like it was a leaf blowing in the wind. So we will need, the danger here is, if next year we have a major event and we have to open those gates 3 or 4 feet, it could catch on the backside of that and really do some damage, peel it off. Our plan, I've been working with our guys, our plan is to try to fix that this fall. We are now below the gates, so we're just transitioning over to the valves. We have had, so far, our drawdown as we planned was to do the first 20 feet with the gates alone so that we would save wear and tear on the valves. And so now we're below that, so now we're drawing down to the valves. Next week, after that dries up a couple of days, because it's pretty slimy and slippery down there, we will get down there and evaluate what we need to do. Our plan is to try to fix it this fall, because once the water is up more than 25 feet in the spring, which is where we are right now on the lake, so that's not much water, the gates leak enough so that we wouldn't have it dry enough to be able to pour the concrete then. So we're yet this fall going to try to do it.
When the lake's down again? Is that what you're saying?
No, now.
No.
We're going to do it this fall.
Is that piece gone?
It's gone. It went out of there like leaves blowing in the wind. You can't imagine the force of the water that comes through
there. You said 25 square. What are you talking about? Something that's 8 by 10 or I don't know.
No, I'm talking.
How big a piece?
A piece that's probably about the size of this area right here.
Okay.
There's another small area before that that's also taken out.
Was that caused by the fact that we did take the first 20 feet down by the...
No, because it was so gentle. We have used the gates. We used it this summer when we had the big flood and runoff and that events. We had the gates open. I can't swear to this, because I was 11 years old at the time, but I saw it and was there walking on it. It looks to me like it's where the patch was when the tree went through the spillway in 1959, when we had a big flood then. It had a cloud burst on the lake, and a tree the size of this table went through the spillgate, and it peeled the concrete underneath the thickness of the tree. Out of there, you'd swear it was cut with a knife. That's how smooth it peeled that out of there. It looks to me like it's in that path. It's about where they did the repair. So for now, we're going to try to do it in-house. I don't think I can get a contractor around that soon. As you might imagine, we're up against the weather. So it's our plan to do it with our guys, and it's not going to be an easy task.
Are they going to hand mix the concrete?
Yep. We are, so you don't have a choice. There's no way to get it down there.
Yeah.
And we will be drilling down in there, driving re-rod down into the section with curls on it. I've had Al working with us on this, and wire some vertical re-rod, pour our concrete around it. We think we'll be fine if we can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't, the only danger is to more damage to the spillway. It doesn't mean we can't fill the lake. It doesn't mean we can't do what we need to do.
Is it possible that it's washing underneath it so there wasn't anything there to hold it?
That's what happened.
Oh.
Sure. That would probably, water got under it.
Mm-hmm.
It froze in the mm-hmm. severe winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weakened it, separated it enough as it's been mm-hmm. working its way up. Whatever went through there caught the edge of it, and just peeled it out of there.
Bob, could they say, if in fact we didn't get it done this fall, could you sandbag around that area
This fall, we don't need to, because we're...
If you don't get it done this fall, could you sandbag around in the spring?
That's the plan, to try.
Yeah.
But you know how well that works. And that also depends on how high the lake is at that time, to how much head pressure there is coming around there, so. So the plan, if we don't get it done, if we aren't able to, and I'm planning on getting it done, but if we aren't able to, that is our second plan, to try to sandbag it enough to divert the water. But it doesn't have to be much water to get through to ruin your concrete.
Right.
Gotta be pretty dry, so.
Weather is supposed to be nice next week.
Yeah.
One thing.
We are. We got a lot of things to pull together to be able to do it, but we've already got the wheels rolling, so we will try.
Won't a pumper truck reach that?
I don't know.
Boy, they can reach a long ways now.
It's a long ways.
Pumper truck, yeah. Well, you had Canada's biggest one there to do just the spillway gate, and that sounds like it's 100 some feet down below. I don't know how much of a swing they got. They were just barely getting into that center column they poured a couple of years ago.
The amount of product you're losing the hose is probably more than what you need.
More than I need to fill the hole, yeah.
Can you get, you still, we haven't tried driving a truck up to that area to get equipment up there?
We can't. In the spill gate, you mean, or behind the...
Behind it.
The spill gate, there's too much of, you have
the
30-foot waterfalls,
yeah.
And then it levels off, and then you have about another 20-foot waterfalls. So to get equipment up there would be impossible. It's gonna, what I envision is we're gonna be buying a cement mixer, and our guys are gonna do what we can right there on things. Light enough load so we can bring it down the tram, do it a little at a time, and
Okay.
Good. We don't need to borrow one. We just got one offered to us from the Harris family. That would be great. Okay, now how about some good news?
Yeah.
We have just finished our devegetation work. It went very well. To say the contractors did a good job would be wrong. They did an excellent job. These guys did a fabulous job for us. And we got way more than we paid for. Mm-hmm. Way more. I mean, $20,000 more than we paid for.
Wow.
They did an excellent job for us. they cleaned the, not only did, the work was clean the vegetation off the backside of the dam, clean the trees and vegetation on the banks, both sides of the dam, back 30 feet. And this time the dam safety people wanted both sides of the spillway clean at the top. Their worry was that trees growing up next to the spillway, the roots would damage the concrete, the spillway, which is already in bad shape. We'll get to that, and that's next year's.
How many days were they there?
They were there a week. They worked about 10 hours a day, long days. A few of those days we about froze to death because it was raining hard and cold and the wind blowing down through by the dam. But I offered them, I said, the weather's pretty bad. You don't have to, you know, we can quit for today. And I said, no, we don't quit. We just keep working. And they did. One of the things that I asked them to do for us, the weeps on the back side of the dam, they cantilever over. I have pictures, anybody wants to see what was done and see the difference. I asked them to go down there with a drill and clean out the hard water deposits and lime deposits that have built up over the many years, choking off the weeps. And they clean those out so that we can get better drainage. Not in their scope of work. When it comes to cutting trees, if you had a large tree that was just off, when you measured it, it was just there on the edge, they cut it down anyway, so it wouldn't bother us in the future. Didn't have to. It was beyond their scope of work. We had a lot of calcium and lime buildup on the back of the dam, a lot of it. And we couldn't, part of the reason for doing this is not only maintaining the dam, but so that we can see and dam safety can see the shape of the mortar and the bricks that's covered by all this. It's underneath all this moss and growth and limestone. You can't see it. So they were only supposed to take the vegetation off. They cleaned 42,000 square feet area of these big sheets of lime and stuff. We found a lot of ant hills in there working away at our mortar. One bee's nest was about 6 feet tall. They were very pleased it was cold that day. It was full of bees.
Wow.
So they did an absolute fabulous job for us. And these were unbelievable conditions. I mean, we're talking cantilevering on ropes over the side of the dam. The spillway was actually more dangerous than the dam. They had to come over the cliffs, the rocks, very little, at least the dam, they could get their feet on it, to stable themselves. The stuff is all moving. They had to go down to the very edge of the spillway while we're draining the lake. If they'd ever fallen in there, we'd had to look for them in Caniadilla someplace. And balance on there, on their ropes, to cut the trees down with one hand. You guys have ever done any cutting with a chainsaw, you don't do much with one hand. You got both hands and barely can cut through. These guys are holding their ropes and cutting this stuff with one hand. Just amazing. They did an amazing job for us. I'm very pleased with it. We got more than our money's worth.
Bob, can I just ask, what happened to all the vegetation that was taken away?
We had it pulled 30 feet beyond the dam.
Okay. So was that part of their job, or do we have others?
They did it.
They did it.
Yeah, they did it. It's all away from the dam, everything, right down to the small stuff.
Bob, they didn't bill us yet?
I just gave
Bill the bill. Okay, here, that's all. Okay.
Yep.
Just going to let that rot, the stuff that's there just rot?
Yeah, the cost of trying to get it out of there is just unbelievable. I mean, it's down in the canyon and doesn't harm anything there. We'll just let it. Just let it rot away. I can't believe dam safety won't be pleased with what we see. The other good news is, well, good news, bad news. The good news is the majority of the backside of the dam is in very good shape. Once we got the stuff off so we could see, most of it is the mortar and the bricks are in very good shape. The one section that we have issues with, if you're folks that were here at the other meetings, we talked about the area where the water is weeping through at a steady rate, and we thought that it might be a spring. We would find out when we got the devegetation out. Well, it's not a spring. That water is coming from the water side of the dam through the dam and out. And the reason we know that is because when we drop the lake, it's gone. We have no water coming through there. So it also ties in to my last meeting report where Al and I got down there and took the pictures and we had the section with the bricks missing. That's the area, that side of the dam where it's coming through. That's the bad news, it's coming through the dam. The good news is, it's coming through the dam. It's not staying in there. If it was, when we dropped the lake, water would still be coming out of the out of the sides of the dams and out of the weeps. We have one area on the backside where the area where the steady water is weeping steadily was, has eaten the mortar out of that section that we will need to fix. But I can't fix that, although I could get at it this year. You can't fix that first. We need to fix the water side first so we don't trap the water inside the dam. So, but it will be on our list. I am working with our devegetation guys. He also has another contractor he works with that does mortar and that stuff. We are trying to, and he thought he might get there today. He thought he could get him up here today before he went back. And so I'm going to meet with them this afternoon and see if I can't team them up
and see if we can't get the expert on cantilevering over the dam with the mortar people to see if we can't fix some of that yet this year, but weather, we're definitely running out of weather.
You think that's just in the same exact area where it's coming through from the front side of the dam to the back, or
yeah,
is it coming down?
Same area.
Just straight through?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because as we bring the lake down, this disappears, but these weeps and areas still running. And the lake went further, then they shut off.
How far does the weep actually go through? Does it just go in the middle of the, did each end is going through the middle, or I don't understand?
I don't understand your question.
How far does the weep go in from the backside? All the way through? The pipe?
No pipe. It's coming through the dam. We have areas where it's coming out, no pipe.
So it's just a hole in the concrete?
Yep.
Okay.
Hole in the concrete.
It wasn't designed to be there?
No.
Okay.
No. And that's exactly why Dam Safety wanted us to measure the amount of water
coming through.
I don't think we need to measure it. We know it's coming through. Their idea was to know if it was getting worse and where is it coming from. We now know where it's coming from.
And you can see the spot on the other side of the dam?
Yeah.
The front side? Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. And you can see the spot on the back side.
Yeah.
How far down from the top of the water level is that? 20, 30 feet?
Right now we're 20 feet low. So it's happening throughout that area. We got an area where the bricks are missing is really just below the water line. Maybe a foot, 2 feet down below the water line. But we have, that section of the dam was never remortared. The guy that was hired to do it did the other section. I'm not saying we paid him didn't do the work. I'm saying he didn't get that far. And then my understanding is he got sick and never came back. As a matter of fact, his equipment is still in our building, which somehow we need to get rid of. We need the space. The side that he did, the side towards the spill gates, there's not even the weeps are leaking there going through. So it really is, I believe, coming through these areas where there's no mortar left, working its way, because there's seams in the dam. The dam is built, Al tells me it's built with copper seams. What they used back in the 20s and 30s. And so it can find an area through those seams once it's in there to be able to, obviously couldn't pour a dam that size in one pour, so there's got to be seams and sections. We talked about a couple meetings ago about a tree that was hanging over our wires and our generator building, and the limb came off and almost took them out. Luckily, he went over the top. These guys cut the tree down for us for $500. I don't think it was partially down over the bank. I don't think we could get anybody to do it for $2,000. But the tree is now down. It's no longer a threat to us.
So that's an extra?
That's an extra.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't in our original bid. We discovered that as an issue after we'd already put out the bid. So I asked them to... That's the best time to ask somebody to do it when they're trying to get a job for
right,
you. So we got the best price possible. They did an excellent job with that. Very dangerous. We are extremely lucky. Even though the tree still had pine needles on it and green, they had to climb up there and tie all this, each limb off, because it was hanging over all of our equipment. And just as they start to cut, they would crack and break away. That's how rotted and dried and dead they were. So we were an accident waiting to happen. That is gone and taken care of. We talked about a new gate in front of our tram. The B&B has been there. They have started it. They have the post in, and they're waiting for the concrete to harden. They'll be back, I say next week, but a guy that used to hunt, I know you get very little done when deer season starts. It just, everybody disappears, so I'm
someplace after that, we'll get the rest of the gate in. I did meet with the, we did have a contractor finally show up on the roof. Getting somebody down there has been a real chore. It's just, it isn't big enough for them, and it's a hassle. Everything has to be brought down to the dam, and then anything taken off has to be hauled away from the dam, and it's, and then bring everything up on the roof. We have a quote of $22,430. I think that's way over what you had budgeted.
Twice as much.
Rubber flat?
Rubber roof, flat roof.
What's the square footage?
It's, the building is 20 by 35, something like that. It also includes new drain, part of our leaking is coming down the drain pipes. And so it's new drains, new drain pipes, and new ice, de-ice cables to put up there. Because it's so late in the year, he does not believe he can, he could do it for us, but he doesn't want to because it would not be as good a roof if he did it in the spring. But what he has agreed to do is at no charge, he will send a crew up here and patch it to get us through the winter.
Well, who's the contractor?
The contractor is Jameson Roofing out of Hamburg, New York.
Okay.
Now,
they're the only ones that came out?
They're the only ones that have showed up. We've had called, Bobby Pomeroy had a guy come look, called it. Dennis Cheserly has called a guy to look at it. I've called two. Rocky Dubik had a neighbor who either does roofing or has a guy that does roofing. He was going to meet us. He didn't show up. This is the only one to show up. My question to the board, I guess your decision is, do we want to award this, or do you want to see, keep trying to get somebody else to look at it?
Let me just say this. Jameson Roofing is a client of mine, so I don't want to participate in this discussion at all.
Okay.
Okay?
Understand. They've been in business 35 years. They were recommended to us from either Admire, where we buy the pumps, or Five Corners. I've forgotten which one.
Why don't you give it another month and see if these other guys show up? Is that all right, do you think?
I think so, because as the weather gets worse, it's going to be harder to, because they shut down. And when they shut down, they go hunting, they go to Florida, they go, but I don't see the harm in trying, because we're not going to put it on this fall anyway. The only thing that I like about this, it is leaking bad. When we were down there in the rain with the devegetation people, I mean, we had to keep going in and moving their equipment, their saws and stuff around. It is leaking. Part of what I want to do, it's not in this bid because it's a different contractor, but we will need to add a few dollars to this, not a lot. That we have an antenna that's been put up there to run the internet and computer and the system that calls you if the water's too dangerously high. I really think that's part of our problem. That antenna should not have been put on the roof. It should have been put on the side of the building and raised up there, and not through, so you're drilling through the roof, through our rubber roof that was up there. I think that's part of our problem. So I'm going to, when we do the roof, I'm going to move that off of there. But we will need to have that contractor that does our system come and move that off of there and put it on the side of the building. I'm guessing.
We're in the middle of November. If by December 1, I realize every week we put this off, it may mean that we don't have a repair.
Yes. Yeah, eventually sooner. We'll get to the point where you can't repair.
Right. And so not it's that, a little we'll get dodgy here as to whether we want to do that, but I'm wondering if it's worth another effort like Bill is suggesting, that we call two or three other guys and say, look, we're still open for you to come. Can you do it? Can I meet you there Monday? You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, and I'm not against that.
I guess at that point.
We want to do everything we can to save money. I'm not a roofing expert, although being in the contracting business, I've been certainly around enough of it and had enough of mine done. I don't think it's that far out of line.
Would rain an ice shield?
You don't think the quote is that far out of line?
Yeah.
Would it be something that you can just go up there, have our guys go up there with 10, 15 gallons of cold tar and just slop it over here as you look at
Here's the danger of that. To keep the price down, we are going over the old roof. He went up there.
Oh, yes.
We went up and looked to make sure what we had to do. And if we have to strip it back down to the concrete deck and redo it, you can double that price.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based, looking at it, it does not look that bad. I think it's partly coming from the antenna. And he said that he didn't like the way the tin, this also includes the cap all around the edge of the building, the metal cap, the flashing that comes back down under the roof and keep it from leaking. He didn't feel that that was holding up. And we are also leaking through the drain boxes. There's two in the front corners towards the lake. There's two large drain boxes that this roof drains into, and then it comes down the downspouts inside the building, and those are leaking. So those have rusted through or worn out or whatever. But
does the bid include moving that antenna to the side of the building?
No.
Have no,
because
that?
He would take it off, but because they have to take a meter and look for the signal, much like your satellite dish people do.
Yeah,
we need that company to do it in order to get it hooked up and to find the right spot on the side of the building. I'm told it was put there because that's where he got the strongest signal. If that's where we need the strongest signal, my plan is to come up with conduit over the top of the outside of the and put our antenna off of that so we're not penetrating the roof.
Would that sticky rain and ice shield help temporarily?
The stuff you spray on?
No.
It comes in rolls.
It's going to roll. Like
you
paper.
Put it underneath your.
You have to ask them whether it'll adhere to the rubber.
Very sticky.
Sometimes it doesn't.
The problem you got is you would have to be able to clean the rubber.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And rubber gets anybody that touch their tires, you get a black film. Well, as rubber degrades, you get that black film. Well, you have to get that off of there for anything to stick to it. So what they do is they, some type of a cleaner, they clean that off before they repair. So that's our dilemma. Nothing's ever easy. But I am fine with keeping the effort up to see if we can get the price down. We might keep the effort up and find out the price is higher.
What kind of rubber roof is it? Is the EDPM rubber roof, do you know?
I don't
know. And do you know what the underlay is?
The underlay is a foam.
Is the foam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the kind they put out with heat?
Yes, they will heat and vulcanize the seams.
It's a torched on?
Yeah.
How long does that usually last?
This is a 25, guaranteed 25 years.
Who's the manufacturer of the rubber roof, Bob? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Do you have a quote?
Yes.
Quote?
I do. I tried to print it, but he sent it to me in email. For some reason, I couldn't print his quote. But yes, I have the quote listing. Everything we'll do, we'll try somehow to get it off of there. I'll have to have him send me a written.
So I'm not quite sure on what we're doing here. Are we putting this aside and doing some temporary repairs with Jameson?
No, I don't think they're going to come repair it. This was offered to us.
If we went with that.
If we award the contract, knowing they're not going to do it till next spring. But because I was pushing them, nudging them to do it as soon as possible. But he said, well, let me think about that. But he said, what I will offer, what he's worried about, is if the roof is not done perfectly and then it leaks, he's got to come fix it. And so he knows that if you put a roof on in what weather is coming, It's iffy whether you get the best roof or not. And I don't know, we don't want to spend $25,000 and have the damn thing leak in 5 years. I mean, so, yeah, you're wrestling with exactly what I was wrestling with. On the same token, we were kind of hoping this would float out at about 10 grand. Maybe that was wishful thinking, I don't know, but.
But nobody ever, none of the other people ever showed up to?
No. No, we have, we didn't even return my call yet, but we have Peterson Roofing in Olean, who does rubber roofs, been in business a long time. The problem we got is.
A lot of guys say they know how to do rubber roofing.
Oh, I know.
But only some actually.
That's why this guy, we went with recommendations from companies that deal with these people all the time and have been in business a long time, 35 years. It's quite a while to be putting on roofs. I'm not trying to sell these guys. I don't know them personally. I've met with them. They seem, but when you get a recommendation from Admire and these some of these bigger companies there. So it's a.
I don't have any work presently from Jameson, but I do get work from Jameson. It's a large company that looks like. It's much bigger than it looks because it's owned by a family that owns roofing companies all over the country. So,
which I think, I don't know a lot about the internal works, but just talking to this guy, and we were kind of joking with him a little bit, and he was saying, I'm going to retire in a couple of years, but my boss won't let me. And Dennis said, well, I thought you were the owner. He said, my wife is the owner. So.
Why don't you give it just another 30 days? I mean, is that, you think you're going to tick this guy off if you don't give him an answer yes. in 30 days?
30 days puts you in the snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to do it in the spring anyway.
Well, yeah, but the repair.
The repair.
It's been leaking for how long?
How many years?
Yeah, been leaking for.
I'd say a week or two.
I'll give it 2 weeks.
You got the people in Olean that you can hound again. Is that Jameson?
No, that's Peterson.
Peterson.
The problem is that people know where the dam is. They know the issue of trying to. It's not like you can bring all their. When they go to a job, they bring a big lift, put everything on it. They don't hardly handle anything by hand. Mm-hmm. The forklift brings it over. They set it on there. The lift puts it up on the roof. The guys. This stuff has to be, these rolls have to be brought down one at a time kind of thing and then across the dam and up on the roof by ladders. Mm-hmm. See, there's no way to put a lift in there. And
this is going to be a rolled rubber roof or it's going to be a single membrane rubber roof? Do you know?
I would assume it's going to be rolled because I don't know if we can get a single membrane
that big
down there in that large. I don't even come in sheets that large. And then you got the weight of getting it down there and then up on the roof. Mm-hmm. So I don't see how we could do it in a, it would be a better roof. But the logistics of it, I don't see how you could do it. How you,
if they were waiting until the spring, couldn't you use the barge and get it over there?
Get it up.
You still gotta get it on the roof.
The water up, it's still.
Gotta get the roll on the roof of the building over the dam, so.
My jib crane does it.
Let's
equipment on the barge next year or before. But.
I don't think we will have the crane in place unless we hold the roof off until the crane's in place, and we don't even have the
big. I don't want to keep talking this to death. We spent a lot of time on this.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so if you want to ask for something, Bob, then go ahead and ask.
I'm exactly the same place the rest of you are. I would like to see this less money, but understanding we may gain, we may not. I'm fine with
higher.
Yeah, could come in higher.
Yeah.
I am fine with seeing if we can get somebody else down there. And I think the only risk here is. Not getting it repaired this fall. In other words, going late enough so that we don't do the repair. Mm-hmm. Is that the end of the world? No, but there is no heat in that section of the building. The only thing heated is that little office space. And so that means you've got ice on the floor, you have other conditions that the guys have to deal with, but so and the longer it goes, it's a concrete slab roof. Mm-hmm. And so water leaking and freezing in there is not the most operable right. thing. We don't want to do damage to that.
Right. Is the cost of the repair off. In that $22,000?
Come on, $1 million.
Yeah, okay. He's going to repair for nothing.
We draw.
It was to do it. It was the sweetening.
We had it in the budget, but it was.
But can we?
Well, we got some.
We can find it.
We got some things going on here.
I know.
I mean, if you guys want to go over the budget, we'll go over the budget. But you still have that.
We have lots
secondary dam.
Yeah.
Because I saw the material list on that, and that nearly choked me.
Yeah. If you saw the first material list, I threw that out. We were not going
well,
to do that.
Well, I would like to get on to other things if we're, because I don't want to just keep vacillating on this.
Why don't you let Bob just see if these, just nudge these people one more time. If they don't get within 10 days, then
I think that sounds good.
Should we say December 1? Just 15
yeah,
days?
December 1.
Will Jameson be okay with that?
Yeah.
They would be. Okay.
Well, it'll have to be, but yeah.
All right.
I didn't make any promises to them. They're just okay. Bidding like everybody else.
I mean, if we have to, can we call a special meeting?
Mr. Chairman, do you need a motion for this?
I don't think so. We're not taking any action right now.
Other than to extend it.
Can you make a motion that if he doesn't get any more bids,
to award
that
to Jameson?
He would award it to this company? Can you do that? Or
if that, someone wants to, I don't, I actually think I that Daryl should take this issue, okay?
That's fine.
I feel much more comfortable that way.
Yeah, that's fine. I agree. I'm thinking we don't meet again until the 18th and of December to make a decision. So you're suggesting, Bill, that we have a motion that is contingent upon whatever happens. Now, we get another bid and it comes in at 19,000 or whatever, and I suppose we've got to make a decision about, you know, which
is
the more reputable.
Yeah,
all the factors go in there.
Yeah.
So how do we make that decision in the first week in December?
Would we have to call a special,
we'll call a special meeting
for that? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If we have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the case. I'll entertain a motion to the effect of both extending it till the 1st of December, but contingent that if we get no further bids, then we will move ahead with Jameson.
I'm going to extend it a little past the first because of deer season.
Okay.
Most of these contractors in that kind of business hunt.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anybody. I guarantee. I can't get the electrician down there.
But
I'm
if we can be in touch with these folks this week prior to the season,
yeah,
and say, mm-hmm, you know, can we look at this now because you're going to be busy for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Thanksgiving's coming.
And we will be at the dam working on this concrete issue. So.
Yeah.
So also now let's. Yeah, oh, we need
so
to.
So, do I hear a motion?
I'd like somebody else to make the
motion
than me to make a motion to spend $22,000.
And the motion is?
The motion is to give Bob time to reach out to some of these other roofing companies. He'll determine the deadline.
Let's say no later than December 15th.
Okay. And if we have no reply from these other roofing companies, we will go with Jameson.
Heard the motions or second?
I'll second it.
Any other discussion? Is that clear? Again, we meet on the 18th. If we're talking about the 15th,
well,
I don't know how, if that's important that we even do this motion then, but
well,
I'm just
giving myself a little leeway.
Yes.
If the weather starts changing, obviously that's
okay.
It's got to be done before
okay.
that.
Okay.
So part of the motion then is really leaving it in
up to your
discretion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, on favor say aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
I'll agree with that. 4-0, 1 abstention. And I'll see the chair back to the chair.
Okay. Is that it, Bob?
No.
Right,
sorry. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
We've been on for 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
I know.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I've been. Bill dies because we keep him in the loop with the money all the time. He calls with sweat beads on his forehead.
It's a good thing his hair's already gray. Huh?
Unfortunately, most of this stuff costs more than we hoped it would and will.
The one thing that did go right is we did purchase the pontoon boat, 24-footer, 950. They'll store it for us for free this winter and deliver it to Balcom Beach whenever we call them. So that is done. That will help us because we need that to do the mortaring in areas that you can't cantilever over on the water side of the dam. And that's a pretty good size area where those overhangs are and some of the pictures and things we showed you at the last meeting. One thing I will throw out there, though, it might be a little early for people to know, but the board, maybe at our dam awareness meeting, which Stephanie did confirm the date with the fire department for the 18th for us.
That's June 18th?
Mm-hmm. July, wasn't it?
July?
No.
June.
It was June, is it? Mm-hmm. June's when we...
It is definitely June.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what we had talked about before.
Whatever you guys asked for, that's what I did.
Yeah. We talked about June. Last year, it was June 6th, and we said we wanted to move it a little bit further into the summer.
It is June because it was after the... Maggie, you still here?
Yep.
Our landowner association is...
I watched all the second Saturday in June.
And so I think we went past that, so...
June 18th, you said?
Yeah.
June 18th.
Stephanie, would you double-check, make sure it's June 18th? I may have told you July, and so maybe not. I got a lot of things going, so I might have messed up that date. My point is, at that meeting, we need to tell people that I believe next year we will have to have an early drawdown. And I'm thinking, I know, it's a real popular thing. I'm not talking about 1st of September, but... We will need to get the water down on the front side of the dam, depending on if we have a contractor lined up, bids in, and what have you, to do the mortar work. But you can't do that with the water up, and that side of the dam has to be done first. And it has to, it's not the kind of thing that we can drain the water and then do. It has to be done as we're bringing the water down. Bring the water down, hold the lake, they get in there with the party boat, and do their mortar. When they can't reach anymore, we lower the lake another 3 feet or 5 feet, and that's the only way it can be done, because you can't cantilever over these overhangs that come out, the one probably comes out there 15 feet, and get back under, you're hanging. There's nothing there to be able to work and hold you in there. It has to be done with the water.
So Stephanie, can you just you're taking notes. Can you just make sure that that gets in there so that in the minutes, because I'm sure next
got
spring.
Got a date or an idea of what you're talking, mid-September, late September?
I'm thinking, of course, it's going to depend on the contractors and that kind of thing, but I'm thinking instead of the 15th of October, we're looking at...
So it stands out.
25th. September, something like that. Long enough so most people are done using the lake by then. You and I are still riding out there when the weather's a little cool, but most people...
I could do my honeydew list.
We used to draw it down in September regularly.
Yeah.
That was normal.
It got extended, but... Yep. It will, Mr. Chairman. You'll get some phone calls. What the hell?
I already have Scott phone calls this year that it's too early. We should extend it into November.
We extended it into October for the fishermen. That's the reason it got done.
I'm not getting calls from fishermen about that. No, I get calls from all kinds of people.
But that's why it got...
You got a lot more people living here year round.
Correct. Yeah, that's why it got extended to October 15th. Right.
Yeah.
Was for the fishermen.
And we may. Well, as more people get on, we may be extending it further. But for a number of years, for the next 4 to 5 years, we have to do this kind of thing to be able to work on the dam. Mm-hmm. And we have to work on the dam. Mm-hmm. These things we're finding are not stuff that you can say we can deal with 10 years from now. Yeah. We need to be dealing with them as soon as possible.
We've kicked it down the road too many years.
It should have been done before now. And so we residents will...
I think if we, if it's explained to them, they understand.
Early in the season.
We'll only have a few people.
Well, that really should be on the agenda for June 18, that's coming.
Absolutely.
I think a plus certainly is going to be for those who want to.
You might want to put it out, the newsletter, if you do a newsletter in the spring.
Yeah.
If people plan whatever they do, parties or.
Well, and it gives them time to get over it a little bit.
That's right.
I mean, nobody likes to hear that we're especially, thank God it wasn't this year, all would have been a great time for anybody to be doing a mortar. But to try to, if people can't use the lake in September and it was 75 degrees, I mean, it was.
How about doing it as the lake comes up? You only have to have about a day of concrete drying.
I know, but the problem there is the ice. If we have a late spring and you're already holding the lake a little low because of the ice, and then they're letting it come up, that means you're asking me to hold the water down.
Just for a week or so.
You don't know.
Yeah, but you.
A week.
A week can be.
A week or so can mean you don't have a full lake until the 1st of May.
Well, could they do partial, like, in other words, normally you'd be working here, instead work another foot or two higher with the anticipation that it's coming up, and if it doesn't come up, you work it down again.
I see, you've lost your control.
Bob, you've lost your control.
We got to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we've been busy, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, but we've been, got a lot of stuff going. I won't get into the secondary dam yet, we are working on it. We do have the mapping done with Al for the road behind the dam to present to the DEC. We may go up to them next week, we're going to try. This is one you need to know. Next week, while we're pouring the concrete, we're going to drain the pool. We have our second pump in, the rack and the cage to hold it are in. We're going to drain the pool and have Al and Five Corners come to evaluate if we can do repairs to the valves. That's going to be another one like the roof. The board is going to have to make a decision. We will give you our best guesstimate, but that's exactly what it is, a guesstimate of, I'm not worried about the cost. I don't see it as a big dollar item. It's the risk. If we do damage to the, we're going to be relying on Al, our engineer, and Five Corners, the experts doing the welding. One, is there enough meat there to be able to weld to? Is it already corroded too far to do it? The welders are going to have to tell us that. They may have to do some drilling and testing to see.
They're looking at both valves?
Both valves.
Okay.
And the other thing is warp. Now, the reason we rethought this in the beginning, we thought the warp is too dangerous, and if it warps, you can't get the valves in and out. But because in our previous inspection, we found that the bronze guides are completely gone, we have much more play in there. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that are scaring us. But that took away some of the fear of warp.
Yeah.
We got a little more room to play with.
Okay.
So my point is, it's going to come back to us, this board, to take the risk to repair them.
If we're going to be asked to do that, Al needs to be here.
Yep, he's okay. Fine. He's prepared to come to our meetings, and he would come now, but I told him it
no, there's no
wasn't
reason for him
necessary.
To be here. Right, I agree with you, but if we're going to get into the details of that, that sounds like a really big decision.
It is a big decision.
Will that be ready by the December 18th meeting?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Unless something goes wrong, we can't do it. But with the two pumps, we believe we can drain it all the way. Now, we only were able to drain it halfway last time for them to examine it. The welders need to see the hole. There could be something on the bottom that says, no, we can't repair that. But yeah, you're right. That's a big decision. We could be wrong. This is a gamble, and we're going to give you the best guesstimate of whether it's, and Al is our lead on this. Mm-hmm. I'm not an engineer.
Bob, so. Would it be smart to do, and I don't know what the scheduling of events are, smart to do the worst valve, attack that one, and then test the hell out of it. Open it and close it, open it and close it, give it the major pressures that you would normally not want to do at any one time, so we know, yeah, it's working or nothing's cracking and racking, and then you've got one done. And even if it's gotta take them 3 or 4 days to do nothing, you guys just test that valve, open and close, drain the pool again if you think it's good, and then do the other one. That would be a better way to do it, at least you've got one valve.
Yeah.
That you know is working as good as it's been working.
Can that be repaired on site?
Has to be.
Okay.
Are you suggesting you fill the tail pool up again and then test it?
That's what we would have to do.
You'd have to do it again.
And then drain it again.
Because the only way you're gonna know if it's really gonna work and if there's nothing.
I'm guessing we have to do that anyway. You're gonna have to run it.
Right.
After we do it, and maybe not fill the pool up, but.
That would probably be the worst case, not having a full pool.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you've got cataracts in both eyes, okay, the doctor's always gonna do one at a time.
Right.
And he's always gonna do or she's always gonna do the worst one first.
Right. That's what we will.
You told me they're both bad.
How do you know about the cataract doctor?
One worse than the other.
Yeah, one worse than the other.
They regularly sue cataract doctors. So.
One unknowingly and then already do that.
You're working with, the reason why I use the analogy is because it's as important as your eyesight.
Yeah.
Those valves.
Yes, they are.
So, one at a time, if at all.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, that's enough.
You're done? All right. Can we move to the committee reports, communication?
No report. Last time, you should have, by the way.
Newsletter.
Should be a newsletter in your mailbox by this time. It's a couple of weeks out. Hopefully you all got one.
I don't think we have an environmental report. Is that correct? I think it is. Finance, we already took care of. Bill, anything else, Bill?
No, we'll have a meeting until December 10th, so we'll have a report on the 18th, I would imagine.
Rules?
Well, we won't have one until after.
Meeting.
This is working wonderfully, Bob. Okay, legal, I would ask that when we finish here, that someone make a motion to go into executive session, because I've been having extensive discussions, settlement discussions, okay, with the Dayferts and Karen and Chuck, okay, and I would like to discuss that in detail.
We were having a meeting after this one.
I know, that's why I would like to try to finish here and go into executive session, discuss what's been discussed among myself, Dan, Karen, Chuck,
and then
come back out, okay?
Gotcha.
And that's, I know Karen, Chuck broke his foot and she needs to take him to the doctor. This is what I would, and I don't want to move up the executive session because then I have all these folks sitting here waiting.
No,
you know?
I didn't know it was an executive.
It's going to be an executive, and then I was hoping that after executive, we could have some more talks, okay? Because I got to gauge the board for what they think about this solution.
Just keep going, you're fine.
Okay. So strategic plan?
Everybody, Stephanie ran off the strategic plan. If you look at it, and then we'll set a date in January, probably after, like in the 20s of January, to go over this. Maybe on a night when we have rules again, but make sure that we devote some time to this. Please look on the page number 9, issues to consider. Daryl was very good about putting in there things that we haven't considered.
The document technically ends at the top of page 9, but
right,
then you can see some of the things that occurred to me as I was reading this over and working on this. And all of the bulleted points on bottom of 9 and 10, those are all were things that just didn't fit. Didn't want to just throw them out and delete them, but it just didn't seem to quite fit. They get into nitty-gritty, ask questions or whatever. My feeling would be maybe that's something for an appendix, something to append at the end. And then, of course, because of all the rearranging of the document, on page 11 and 12-13, all those action and responsibility steps are all different now.
We've got to renumber those.
Well, it's not just a matter of renumbering. Some of them have been consolidated and just changed. So it's not a finished document by any means.
But we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay.
Let's move to the doc. Chad?
Yeah, we have 4 on the consent agenda. Actually, pretty easy month compared to most.
There is one I want to ask, and in the, in disclosure, I'm sort of involved with the Joe Matla because he's on the other side of my community dock. Which side does he want to add an extension?
His current dock that's built, he built a new dock either a year or two ago.
It's right in the
middle. Yeah, I know.
In the middle.
The dock itself has an area that's cut out. He's just going to fill that in. So it's away from the
It's community. Not near the
It's on
community.
The other side.
On the other side. Yeah, that's fine. Okay,
it's
thank
his,
you.
It's on his side.
It's about right it's in the middle of his okay. frontage, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If you took his whole frontage and cut it in half, it's
probably
about the middle.
It's kind of narrow getting through there anyway on the one side toward the community dock.
Yeah, it's not near that.
Okay, good.
It's not. No, it's on your side of the boat.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we, like I said, besides that, those four... pretty basic, and the dock committee had no questions with either of those.
Is there any more discussion? You want to take some time to look at something, Deb? Because I'm going to...
No.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, please.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? No opposed? The line item, Chad?
Yeah, it's a pre-sale for Michael Stevens, and the reason it's the line item is because I don't have my exact dates, but I'm thinking around 2 years this person has owned the property.
Not very long.
Okay, and we did a pre-sale roughly 2 years ago on the same property. New owner bought the property and did not apply for a dock license, and now they're reselling the property. So, you know, the current owner does not have a dock license, and they're asking for a pre-sale. That's why it's a line item, just because they said they do not have dock license. And talking about this and just some ideas, because on occasion this does happen. A person, you know, buys a property, they use a dock, and they never apply for a dock license. So, you know, for the board, I'm just thinking, is there any possible way maybe we could have some kind of policy where when a property sells, we send the new owner a letter? Mm-hmm. You know, even creating a sign and putting it at Balcom Beach, because most of these people do launch their mm-hmm. boats, where a person, let's say if they're new to the area, don't understand how things work, at least they would see something that would say, you know, I need a dock license. I'm a new owner. I have a dock. So just think of some ideas we could possibly do in the near future to help this problem out.
Mm-hmm. Would that actually require a policy, or can you just do that?
That's what I'm asking. I mean, I could make it a sign would be an idea, possibly some rules we have around the lake. Good place to post it would be at the launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you have a suggestion there?
I do, and it has been brought up for the longest time. The tax, the assessor gets copies from the county when there's a sale. We have been requesting for 10 years that when they show a property transfer, to just notify downstairs, make a copy of what they get from the county, and take it downstairs and give it to Stephanie.
And I know in the past, yeah, they used to send out a packet.
Rhonda did.
Yeah, they used to send out a packet with the rules and license, and there were some other things they used to include in that packet, to the new landowners.
I'm sure we could ask the assessor if they'd be willing to do that.
Even an email.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be helpful for us.
Okay.
But the reason why this person, I mean, the dock is in great shape. There's no encroachment or anything. But the reason why it's a line item is just because the owner does not have a license to begin with. Who's asking
so it would be the new owners have to apply.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
$25
would pay for
your original
transfer. That's an idea.
So I'm not clear. What are we doing with this, or what are you suggesting that we do?
Why don't we send it to the Rules Committee?
Okay.
I
wasn't actually talking about that.
Yeah.
I was talking about what are you
currently
asking as to the Stevens.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Just looking at it, I mean, this is the first time really I have done a pre-sale on somebody who's not have a license to begin with.
Well, that's the problem in my view. You know, the pre-sale is you apply and say, okay, the seller has a license right now, and if we buy, is it going to transfer to us? That's what a pre-sale is. So to ask,
So should I be contacting this person, say you need to receive your license? I mean, because the place is not sold, correct? It is in a process.
It'll close shortly.
Okay, so, I mean, that's.
What are the barriers, if any, to getting a dock license?
Well, you need to be in compliance, and they have all the, before.
They're in full compliance, is what you're saying.
They're in full compliance, but they do not have a license, they never pay the $25.
Haven't applied?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Sure, and give the other guy.
Yeah.
Chad, he's not in full compliance, he has nothing.
Oh, wait a minute, this person here, Trip.
The Stevens?
Well, no.
I gave you the survey.
But the deed, I don't have the deed.
Oh, okay.
The old owners, it was in compliance, before for the presale.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's really, there's nothing, you know.
Yeah, the prior owners were in compliance.
Right.
The people who owned it before the Stevens were in full compliance. If we were to ask the Stevens to give us all the documentation, they'd be able to do so, right? And so they'd get their license, right?
Yeah.
So then they either have to do that, okay?
Okay.
Or the buyer has to do that, and it doesn't sound like the buyer is gonna have any problem.
No, no.
Getting a license.
No.
No.
$25 is what it's gonna cost, a little hassle of sending stuff to Stephanie. So I'd say.
Get the license, and if they get the license, then we'll issue the presale that says that that license is gonna transfer to the buyer. It's a little bit of paperwork that they're gonna have to do, but at least, I mean, then we're at least following our own rule.
Yeah, I like the idea.
You know?
I like the idea.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, and then Bob's suggestion, which I think is a good one, is that if they could go to the Rules Committee to develop some type of procedure where we're going to get hopefully notified, even if we just sit down with the town and ask, or the two towns actually, to notify us somehow. And then maybe we can get a packet together. I mean, or I could just write a letter or make some calls to the, you know, to John Jessup and to Phil and see if they'd be willing.
I think a letter would be better.
I
do, Joe.
Well, can't there be a standardized letter?
No, I think a letter requesting that the towns let us know.
Yeah.
And then, so I can do that letter, and then maybe the Rules Committee can decide how we're going to standardize the welcome package. I think it is important. I think you're right. All right. So
do we need a motion on Stevens, or is it just that you have some direction to go?
We have to, well.
I think we should table it.
Yeah. No, I think we should go ahead with it. Exactly what your suggestion of what to do should be our motion.
Yeah.
And then if they do that.
Okay, we could do it that way too. I was thinking table it until they do those things.
No, I think.
I'll make the motion that we follow Joe's recommendation of how to handle this, have them get a license, and then
pay their $25.
Put it through for the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And then at our next meeting, which is
the
18th, they'll get the presale letter. Is it going to close before then? Do we know? Doesn't matter. They'll get it.
I can't answer that because it's in the attorney's hands.
Yeah. Okay. Probably be in the spring. So.
Hey, I got one that just closed. It was supposed to close in August. So don't ask me.
All right. So we'll, you know, and then assuming they do those things by the 18th, we'll issue the presale certificate.
I will second his motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Sounds good. Like that.
I have to abstain.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, so let's go to old business. The Wolf Creek Timber Management, they've submitted a contract for us, right? And we're ready to proceed with this. I don't know, I've read this contract. I don't know if anybody else, if you folks have seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
You're the lawyer if you're happy with it.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm not the lawyer for the district. I am happy with this contract if my opinion is sought on I'm fine with it.
Has Joe Miller looked at it?
We sent him.
Okay.
Oh, you did send him one. Good. Okay.
So I'm going to entertain a motion, if anyone wants to make it, that we enter into this timber management contract and we proceed with
I will make that motion.
Baiting, I should say.
Yeah, I will make that motion.
I'll second it for the sake of discussion.
Okay.
To get on the floor.
Okay.
I guess I'm just nervous about approving something which is there in your hands, and we could say, okay, you've looked at it, but shouldn't we be, at least have a chance to read it? To look it
yeah,
over?
It's in your packet, isn't it?
No, I didn't make other
oh.
copies.
Oh, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly that you should get a chance to read it.
That's my only concern. Oh. It probably is just fine, but I want to be able to say, yep, I read it before I voted for it.
Well, how about, why don't we do this? Why don't we table this for now? We're going to be here a while longer. Mm-hmm. You folks can read it, and then...
skim it through, yeah. pass it around, that'd
yeah.
be fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can
vote. Do you have an issue with it?
Deal with it when we come back out of executive
yeah.
session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds right. good.
Do that.
Okay. Do you want me to withdraw my motion?
No, let's just okay. leave it on the table
right.
for now.
It's
and
a
we'll...
hanging motion. A hanging chair.
All right, so the next issue is the building docks at Balcom Beach and the public beach and the fishing platform. Chad.
Yeah, the dock committee went out, you know, Bob and Jenny, and we looked at the areas, did a lot of measuring, a lot of discussion, and we have some ideas. For example, Balcom Beach, you know, one of the things we, you know, must put into account is we need a space for the barge and also the crane that they're going to be putting there this coming spring. So we need to have a little work area also. And just looking back at the last couple of years where we had those storms and I dragged trees out, I need some place to put them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just can't take all the area up. But we look there right now, I mean, we would have enough space comfortably for 7 docks or 14 slips, okay, right now. And we're looking at approximately a three foot wide dock, roughly 20 feet long. And in all these areas, we'll talk about this, but you know, mostly for this in the fishing area, each dock structure would be roughly 25 feet in width. Okay, that gives us a boat space and our two boat spaces with our docks. And also there'd be enough room if a person wants to put a lift in also. So like I said, the Balcom Beach looking at roughly, you know, 7 docks, 14 slips. The fishing area, Canyon Deer fishing area, we measured and we figured roughly a 60-foot long fishing dock. That's the area we would have, and there would be about 40 feet of width on both sides of that dock where people can use it for fishing.
Do you mean length?
60 yeah. feet
from
long.
The shore out.
Yes, because yeah. it's a real gradual in that area. Okay?
So the dimension of the dock then, or that pier.
Well,
the pier, yeah. fishing pier.
Yeah, fishing
would
pier
would be.
Well, we can
6 feet by 20 or.
That one probably about 4 feet wide going out, and
maybe a little wider.
Yeah, maybe a little wider, but the width of space we're looking at roughly 40 feet. Of width of area that we will give for that. We're not saying we're building a structure 40 feet wide, but looking at on both sides, leaving that much space available.
If we're making it a public swim and fish area, we want to have room for them to swim.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And keep the other docks away from
right.
it.
Right.
So it's going out 60 feet in length, 40 along the shoreline?
No.
It's a finger dock.
There may be some. We still have work to do on a safe way down there. This one's going to be right in front of the steps.
Yeah.
Coming down. So we come down the steps and out onto the public dock for Canyadilla. And the other ones will be away, but we either got to add another set of steps for the docks we rent further up the lake, or some type of a walk platform around the edge at the bottom to be able to get safely to it. So. Yeah, that part needs to be worked out a little bit, but this dock would be actually is the same length as the dock next to it, the one that is the end of Mill Street. They took away the lift, mm-hmm. and they got a
60 feet. That's yeah. 60 feet long
it's
too.
Just about 60, the same size.
How wide is this thing?
About 4 feet wide.
Okay.
So just 60 by 4 feet.
Yeah, straight. Yeah. When I say 40, what I mean by 40 is. That's the space that we're saying, yeah. okay.
That's the land space that we're saying.
18 feet on this side of the dock, 18 feet on that. That's the space that we're pretty much leaving for that area where people want to fish and swim. And in most people, when they fish, will be off more towards the end because it's a little bit deeper there. But the north side of that, I would say we have enough space for 3 docks or 6 slips. And the south side, we have enough space for 2 docks. So. All together in that area, we have enough for 10 slips. Okay, so Balcom Beach and the fishing area, we're looking right now at 24 slips, okay, to rent.
Okay, so are we asking for a motion to get some bids on building this, or?
Can this be done in-house?
We went to, we asked the finance committee to come up with some dollars for us, so.
Wasn't that, that was income dollars, that was, was that cost dollars?
No, I thought at that meeting, they asked us what we want them to do, and we asked them to go the next step. Matter of fact, I think I made that motion at the last meeting.
Maybe.
To go to the next step to find out how much it costs. Now, what they do need now is for Chad to give them.
Dimensions.
Dimensions, right.
What's the matter, Bill?
I think the bidding process should go through the board. I mean, we got procurement policy, we should.
Oh, it is, it will, they're going.
No, but not if it goes through the finance committee.
They're going to come back, they're going to do the work for us to find out how much this costs.
It's going to cost.
Then it comes back to us to approve or get more.
No, but the point I'm getting at.
Well, why don't we have Chad do it?
I'd be more comfortable.
I mean, he knows construction, you know, he's involved in the docks anyway. Yes, Rich?
Are you going to put them in the ground, or are you going to put them on skids?
I like the skid idea myself. I like the way it's done. They don't warp, and I've been told both ways, the DEC likes it and don't like it, so I don't know. To me, if you're not digging in the lake, you don't need the DEC, but.
It depends on how far that area seems relatively shallow, but they have to be anchored very well, because that area also gets the majority of the wind, too.
Yeah.
Both ways.
It also gets, in a storm, you get the logs and the trees and things caught there that don't go in, work their way to the dam.
Whatever we do, let's, you know, let's do it hopefully just once for a long period of time, you know, so. But I would look at some of the guys around the area, the contractors that have been putting a lot of docks in around the area, get them to give some ideas.
Did you look at the beautiful one the other day when you were next door?
We did. It looks very good.
Maybe I'll be your contractor.
I remarked.
No.
So if you want me to do that, I can get prices for the next board meeting.
Just one question, is, if we put slips in at that area, is there adequate parking there for people to?
Yeah, there's a lot of parking.
The way we did it at Balka Beach is, there's a.
I'm not talking about Balka, I'm talking about the.
The fishing area?
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of parking there.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could drive down, and it opens up.
Pretty big area up above there.
Would we have to create, is it rough area, would we have to create a parking area, or?
No, there's a parking area.
Well, there's a parking area.
There's a parking, plus, I mean, with the docks that are on the north side of the fishing platform, you can actually walk down that right away, which actually what we did, we actually parked and sort of walked down it right away.
Off of Mill Street.
Yeah, so there's a few different options you have.
Okay, so Chad, you'll take care of getting some bids?
Bids for next meeting, okay.
All right, so what's this, next item is create dock inventory.
Do you want Hunt Bay ones too, or are we talking about?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next meeting, but probably, yeah, we're going to do Hunt Bay.
Okay, sounds good.
How are you going to divvy these things out?
We're not talking about that right now, Rich. We're going to get to it.
Chad, real quick question.
Yes.
Could you have those bids for the finance committee? Wouldn't that be all right, December 10th?
Yeah, I should have time, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
Rich, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to figure that out. And I think different areas might be different ways, okay? So, I mean, quickly, without doing a lot of, I'm thinking backlotters in these two areas have preference, and we'll do a lottery. Okay, and then the Hutton Bay might be a different issue. Yeah, Maggie.
There are no backlots on Balka Beach in the area.
No, I understand that, but there's backlotters all around the lake that. Okay, so what's this next thing, Chad?
Yeah, with the creeks and the trailer parks and the creeks, I know there's a lot of discussion where the district has control over that area.
Supposedly.
Okay. Now, talking to the question I have is, and this happened a couple months ago when a dock committee went down. If we're putting new docks in, or people are putting new docks in the trailer parks, the way I look at it, we need to have an inventory of what's currently in there.
Correct.
Okay, because people could be putting docks in there today,
yeah,
and we have no idea. Now, according to, you know, talking to Claire and talking to John Jessup, just in the last couple of weeks, the agreement is, or the idea is, that if they're going to put a dock in that area, they have to go through the code enforcement officer, who has to first come through us, so we issue the permit. or the, you know, the go-ahead, then they go to Claire. So the problem, though, is I do not have any idea how many docks are down there. I do not have, you know, any idea of what inventory we have. So I'm thinking that I need to go down and do an inventory of currently what is in the creeks for docks right now.
We're going to have to do it via water.
So, but we were, yeah, Jenny and I and Dan were kicked out.
Oh, yeah, we got kicked out.
Yes, very, very abruptly. We went down there about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yes, month before.
Yeah. We went down to visit the one park because the owner asked us to, what was it? I told the person that we had to do an inventory list of what docks were in the park. And when we went down there, one of the people there kicked us out and told us we're not welcome at the park.
An owner or?
But the owner knew that this happened also, though.
Do you know where the 1450 is down there? Do you have any idea?
I don't have anything down there, but boy, it has to be close to the road, isn't it? I mean,
1450 stops at the tube.
I mean, it has to be.
You know, the district property stops at the tube.
No.
I read, when I was preparing for this job, I read all of our stuff in our Article 78. You read Article 78, it says that the district boundaries is 243 to 49 around the lake. So it goes to the bridge.
No.
Yeah, town assessor showed me the math before. That is district property.
All right, so I think I'm meeting with John today. I think I am. So why don't I just have some discussions with John about this issue and this problem.
Yeah, it's okay? A good idea.
But like I said, the biggest thing here is you know, if we're going to do this, if we're going to, you know, monitor and approve docks, I need to know what there is there to begin with, because I've never been down there besides by a boat, just, you know, going for a ride.
So, okay. So because we're going to need to get the town even more on board. Than,
do they pay district taxes now?
Well, I think that the campground does, and then those lots are rented out.
Right.
Okay.
So the people who are renting aren't paying.
But the other side of the river are owned properties. One side is the campground.
Right.
Those are rented. Those people lease that for the summer of the year or whatever. The other side are owned by individuals.
Not all of them.
Before you get to that,
all of them.
So this is new territory for us.
There are some parcels within the Ryans that are privately owned. Yeah. Some. There's not a whole lot.
We viewed. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Not this group, but I'm thinking that it was Deb and I, with the joint meetings of the towns. Right here, we roll out a map, and it was amazing when they all agreed that we had jurisdiction over that area. And then when I was looking to see where the boundaries were, I was thinking it went past that bridge. It went further up 243. Beyond that, beyond the bridge right there. It's not just the boundary of the center of those roads. So, so we're a little at odds. We just need to clarify where the stakes are, where those boundaries are. John Jessup has those. If you haven't seen those, it's very instructive. In fact, members of the town board, like, whoa! For years we've been thinking X, and now it's really Y. And those maps were the definitive map. So, John, I think Jessup has that map.
Okay. So, is there any new business? If there's no new business, I'll entertain a motion to enter executive session.
Can I just ask one question? I'm not sure where it fits in here, but is it possible, since we have it in the budget, may Stephanie and I and anybody else who would like to be involved make a decision and replace those chairs downstairs?
Oh, please.
Is that okay?
I thought we already agreed to that.
Well, we agreed to buy them, but we never said you're deputized.
All right, so you and Stephanie can be so deputized. Can we have a motion? Can we have a motion deputizing Daryl and Stephanie?
We all make a motion.
To buy nice, comfortable chairs.
Okay, so in terms of the style and so forth, you'll let us?
I'll defer.
It's up to you guys.
Okay.
All right.
So who, do I have a motion?
Jamie made it on second.
I made the motion that we replace the chairs.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, and that doesn't have a deadline on it, but just so we can move ahead, when we can find a time, we can usually go ahead.
Okay, so can I have a motion to enter executive session, please?
To discuss legal?
To discuss litigation and legal matters. Second, please?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so folks, we're going to enter executive session. We're going to probably go downstairs. I don't think there's not going to be any further discussion about any other matters until we get to the Hutton Bay meeting, which is actually a separate meeting, okay? So those folks want to stick around, fine.
Folks involved with Hutton Bay, or is it an open meeting?
Well, it's an open meeting, so, you know.
Come back on those, that paper that you have, nobody else has.
Oh, I mean, you're right, Dan, we are going to make some, we may make some other action.
Timber management.
It's going around.
Yeah, it's going around.
So if you're interested in that, stick around. I don't know how long we'll be in executive session. But that's what we're going to go downstairs now. So what time are we going to have the Hutton Bay meeting? Was it just directly after this, or at least?
Let's determine if we can, so we can hold ourselves accountable for our meeting downstairs.
I mean, I don't anticipate this will take more than 15 minutes to maybe 30 minutes at the outside, okay?
Why don't you say quarter?
Can we say 11:40?
11:40.
Can we say half an hour?
Sure. Okay?
Quarter if possible.
All right.
Can we just keep our stuff here?
Joe, is it your intentions that, like, you stick around, or no?
There may be more to talk about, okay? There may not be. I haven't told any of the board members yet about what we've developed. So if the board members are on board with the idea, there's probably going to be some more discussion, especially as to you, Karen, but probably not so much as to you, Dan. But I do think we need to get just all face-to-face on what the terms of this resolution would be.
We cannot make a decision in executive session.
No.
We can only discuss it legally and what's going on, then we have to come back into public and make any.
And here's the thing, like, once we discuss this, we probably won't be resolving or deciding anything. We'll just all know that we're all on the same page, hopefully, and then our respective lawyers can ask for an extension of that time that's upon us with the court, and then we'll work through maybe a more formal settlement agreement, okay? So I just think there's probably more things to talk about, and that you and Karen should see each other face-to-face, and we should know these are the terms, okay? Just so there's no misunderstanding, because everything's been flowing through me. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can you do that, Karen?
Yep.
Okay. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just missing. Okay, could I have a motion to approve the timber management contract? Well, we already have that, right?
Yes.
We already have a second, and it's already out for discussion, so all in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, Jenny.
We just voted on the timber contract.
Just say aye, Jenny.
I had to make a stop.
Jenny, do you want to vote in favor of the timber?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so it's 5-0.
Okay.
So I'll sign that after the meeting. I don't think there's any other business, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So, second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.